On Saturday, March 24th, 2012, mobs of people swept into stores all over the world. And they bought all kinds of merchandise, ranging from hardware supplies to scented candles, in support of independently owned businesses.
We're about to cash mob in Los Angeles for International Cash Mob Day. It's March 24th. Over 170 cities worldwide are expected to participate. It's very exciting. They're all going on right now.
Los Angeles Cash Mob organizer Lisa Gilmore had previously led three successful local cash mobs and counting. Christopher, what brought you out here today?
Suparna.
What has Suparna told you about our cash mob before?
It was a lot of fun, and it sounds like it really supports the community and something to go check out on a Saturday. So.
Now, a cash mob is a non-political flash mob that gets together to support a local business. Have you been to one of these cash mobs before?
I have not.
What are you expecting?
Just a group of people going in and spending money in one time in one place for a good cause.
I enjoyed my previous two experiences and, you know, enjoy the purpose behind the cash mobs, and so just wanted to keep continuing.
I heard about this on CNN and then signed up with the local group and decided to come down and help out.
Each member of the group plans on spending at least $20 at a pre-selected independently owned business, and it has to be one that gives back to the community. The business itself is usually a surprise to the cash mobbers until the mob is actually headed that way. But this time, things were slightly different.
I'm really excited about our location this time. I think it's a really great place to support.
Honestly, I have no idea what types of things they sell, but I was really excited to hear the premise of the store and where they get their items from and what the money goes towards.
All right, everybody, hello! So we're going to make our way over now. Thanks for coming. You probably already know about the store made by DWC. Basically, it's a retail store that's operated by the Downtown Women's Center. They came up with this idea for a store to sell the goods that women at the center make. They hand make them, and it gives them a chance to have some job training and skill set learning and to see what can happen. And it's really great for them. They actually get a percentage of the proceeds as income.
DWC Social Enterprise Store Coordinator Anna Mason was on hand to greet the mobbers as they arrived.
The handmade products are made on site by the ladies in our community. They earn a small income from those products.
Uh-oh, Tim, looks like you found something. What'd you find?
Well, my daughter found a scarf, and I found some candles for friends, and we hardly even looked at anything, so I'm sure we'll find more.
There's some really cool handmade purses, pouches over here that are all hanging from this great tree.
A bracelet. It says here that all the proceeds go back to the center.
And I got some cards for old school letter writing.
A candle and some soap.
And I got some of these teak coasters. Just chunks of teak, kind of polished a little bit for your beer.
I seem to have filled my basket, actually, with scarves.
Well, Christopher, what do you think?
It wasn't quite what I was expecting.
What did you think you were going to see?
I thought it was going to be a lot larger space, but we really took this whole store over, so.
I think an average day, we would probably see $300 to $500. I anticipate today's total sales to be maybe $1,000 to $1,500, so that will be very, very great for us.
You just told me this is a very special space. Yeah. Why?
Well, the Downtown Women's Center, we're in a big, beautiful building. It was a former shoe factory that was built in 1926. We really outgrew our space, partly because of the huge growth in the women's homeless population. So they wanted us to relocate here to expand our services. We received the whole building from the mayor and council member Perry for a dollar.
And Downtown Women's Center's Director of Public Education, Patrick Shandrick, said that $1 charge came with a lot of work.
and it was a blighted building. So we had to restore it to historic standards. We just received an award from the National Historic Registry, and we also had to restore it to green standards.
I've been volunteering for the Downtown Women's Center in various capacities since 2008, and the new center just opened in late 2010, and that's when the workforce development program that's connected to this shop, MADE, really took off.
MADE by DWC is part of our workforce development program, so a lot of the women, the homeless women we serve, they gain job experience by working in the store, they gain food service experience.
And the workforce development program is designed not just to train them to make products for the shop, although they may discover that that's what they love best about the business.
We opened in April of 2011, and we're so excited. We've been growing and expanding. We've been expanding our product line. We've been seeing more foot traffic coming through the door.
But the idea is to expose them to basic workforce skills, if they need those developed, introduce them to different avenues of merchandising or retail or product development.
We go to craft fairs, we go to art walks, and just really spread the word about what we're doing and just gain more exposure for homeless issues in Los Angeles as a whole.
Those individuals who live in the loft may not get to know someone who's facing homelessness and then understanding why they became homeless, and to see, you know, how certain times homelessness can happen to so many people, to our moms or to our sisters or to ourselves.
We are going to start doing what we call pop-up shops, where we take our handmade product line and we sell them around the city of Los Angeles.
Eventually, there might be an online side to the retail business, which would open up the possibility that folks could learn how to manage an online, you know, business.
What has been your favorite success story?
The level of enthusiasm and the sense of discovery that women entering the workforce development program feel when they get there.
Well, one Addie who had been homeless for maybe about 5 years, she worked for over a decade in Chicago and she moved out here. Her daughter had a child and she gave up her apartment so that she could give money to her daughter and to her granddaughter and became homeless. And it became a very difficult cycle she couldn't get out of.
Those who become really committed to it and involved are inspirations.
And she started to work here in MADE by DWC and with the food and the product making classes and just transformed. She really blossomed and gained back her dignity and hope.
They start taking initiative, they work really well with people, and they discover something that they never knew they wanted to do. Because you never know what people might find as their fort.
She is now working at a deli, at a local grocery store, and is just so happy and is back on her feet. You know, it's lady by lady. We definitely can end homelessness.
In under 2 hours, LA's fourth cash mob had completed its visit to MADE by DWC as part of International Cash Mob Day. Lisa said this time the group had been much larger than before.
We could have even doubled. Everybody being here, I think we could have doubled our last cash mob.
And Anna said this Los Angeles cash mob had brought in $1,200 to MADE by DWC in just that short time they were there.
What has been your best moment for today?
Today, the moment of anticipation of seeing the mob walking down the street together, just smiling and just like rushing to see us and rushing to come in here and contribute.
What'd you buy?
I got some coasters, which are pretty cool, and also wooden pencils. Got both of those and a little doll.
It was a lot of fun, and it's nice to see everyone like picking up nice basketfuls full of little gifts and a lot of neat items, little bottle openers that look like rulers and some cute stuff.
I think it turned out amazing.
International Cash Mob Day, Los Angeles version, a major success, and another chapter of an ongoing story. This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio.